State Representative from District 14, John Rainey, joins us from Austin. Good morning, John.
Howdy, Scott.
How are you doing today?
Good to be with you.
Yep. Now, okay, you know, you got on this Appropriations Committee, and this thing's ended up being a full-time job, huh?
Nearly, I tell you. We've been starting at 7 o'clock in the morning and going till 5 or 6. It is a real process, and it's everybody told me it's like drinking through a fire hose, and it is. I'll tell you a little bit about that process. It's the Legislative Budget Board and I guess the powers that be create a budget, and then we go through, or a proposed budget, we go through it and look at it and say yay or nay on those items, and we have first round, we have the Legislative Budget Board present that particular department, like the Department of Agriculture, and then the department comes in and the executive director talks and tells what they want, and there usually are some little extra things in there that they would like above what the Legislative Budget Board required, and those are the things that usually bring the most attention.
Sure.
It's a long process. Then we go back and go through it and go through markup, and it's a process too. We just go through every item one at a time and say, okay, do we think this is something we need to do or not?
Well, you know, the other thing is we've never done it any other way, because the Constitution has it this way, that you only meet for 140 days, you only do it every 2 years. So, I mean, there's got to be some crystal ball stuff going on there too.
I suspect there is, but the Legislative Budget Board does prepare very good reports, and each agency has an opportunity to talk. I know that there are a lot of states that meet annually, every year, all year long. And if you look up and look at those, you'll find that most of them are broke. So even if it would be a better process, we probably don't want to do that in Texas.
Yeah, I hear you. John Rainey joining us, District 14 State Representative. Let's go back to last week. We had talked a little bit about a House bill that was out there having to do with maybe kind of raising the veil on the kind of retirement package that some legislators had, especially those who might be, number one, lobbying in the Capitol, and that's what they had talked about, but really having to do with all the retirement pensions that are out there.
Well, what that bill did, and I went back in because you kind of caught me and I didn't know what you were talking about. Probably because I was in appropriations all the time.
Yeah, I understand.
But I went back and pulled up Vicki Truitt's law, bill in 2011, and then read the articles in Star Telegram and other papers to try to bring me up to date on it. Vicki says that the bill has been misinterpreted by the court. She's not trying to hide the big numbers, but in all retirement programs, whether it be a school teacher or university president, or the individual accounts are kept secret. But they did want to look at the total numbers. And in other words, if there's 150 retired legislators, they should know what that, and be allowed to put out that information about that 150 members in total.
Well, but I got a problem with, we don't know individually. I mean, people need to understand what this program is all about, because it's our tax dollars that are paying for that retirement.
I agree. I don't have a problem with that at all, Scott, because I probably won't ever live long enough to get a retirement program. But it doesn't matter to me, and I think you and I talked a little bit that it didn't bother Senator Ogden either.
Right.
So I think most people would say constituents ought to know that. But for some reason, historically, that's been kept secret on all state employees.
Yeah. John Rainey joining us this morning from Austin. One of the actions that the Higher Education Committee did take doesn't have to do with the A&M system, but the UT system, in that they basically are going to consolidate the Pan Am and the Brownsville campuses?
Yes, and the medical school.
Mm-hmm.
Creating a new university, and I think this is going to pass personally. It was left pending by the committee yesterday, and but I didn't hear anybody talking against it. What it does, it allows them to create a new university that will allow them at the PUF fund, and that's and all the other UT system schools are in favor of it.
Sure.
So,
no reason that y'all would fight it, right? If that's the case.
I don't think so. And the people in South Texas have been wanting a big school a long time, and they've wanted a medical school. And I think they probably want a law school too.
Mm-hmm.
That's a booming area down there.
Yeah, there's a lot of economy going on, especially with the fracking and the oil industry and the way things have changed down there. And there's and many people, obviously, raised in South Texas have never left South Texas. And so I could see that would be an enrichment that that they would certainly want to have.
Well, historically, they say that a person never goes but more than about 40 miles away from where they go to college.
Oh, interesting.
Isn't that funny?
I wouldn't think that.
But then you look at myself, and I said, well, heck, I stayed right there.
There you go. You're one of them. That's it. Anything else going on your radar screen?
I don't know of anything just jumps out and hits me. We're going to take up the supplemental appropriation today. There may be a little bit of activity around that. Probably somebody will try to add something to it. But I think the rules are going to take care of that, and I hope it goes very smoothly. That's a supplemental appropriation for Medicaid. For this biennium.
Okay. Yeah, well, they do. They got to patch that one, don't they?
Yes, they do.
That's it.